David's Bridal, where brides and bridesmaids get fabulously dressed. We let our friends pick out what we wear, show off our dance moves, obsess over every little detail, hold your hand through it all, smile bravely when it's time to let go. Make your dreams come true. The things we do for love, only at David's Bridal.
The program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 12th day. It's the 12th day, right? Yeah. Of December 2023. Wow. Well, we do have the December's going by fast. This year really went by fast. That's what happens when you're busy. By the way, tonight, our producer, he has, say, Joe, I told you, you can still be young and get it. And, you know, you thought that all those young people, you know, well, we got when it's young and he gets it. Hey, Style.
Hey, Pastor, how's it going?
Okay. You can,
I'm young at heart.
Yeah, but all the other parts aren't very young.
Well, they're getting a little worn, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're getting ancient. But anyhow, we got a lot to talk about, so we got to get into it here tonight. Do you remember the title of the message?
Dull of hearing, void of understanding, and in need of repentance.
All right.
Sounds like a sermon.
Yeah, it does. That's exactly what it was, yeah. Well, let's pick it up. I'll tell you what you do. Read verses 14 through 18. Those are five verses, and then we'll go back and we'll take them apart one at a time, okay?
And that would be in 2 Corinthians 6 for those that have their Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Ooh, right there's a whole hour's worth. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Do you want to go ahead and do 18?
Yeah.
And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
All righty, very good. Let's go back to verse 1. Be you not unequally yoked, okay? That unequal yoke that comes from the Old Testament, and you being a farmer should know what that means.
Mm-hmm. You don't mix two. When you're yoking, the animals have to be matched or it creates a problem. You can't match a big ox with a donkey or, you know, you have to have it equal size and weight for, you know, the whoever's pulling the wagon to pull evenly and strongly.
Yeah, we say that when you try to yoke an elephant with a jackass today.
It doesn't work.
No. So
because the elephant always goes to the right.
Yeah. But today what they have is they've replaced those elephants with rhinos, huh?
Yeah, and unfortunately, so, yeah. So the elephant doesn't go the right way like he's supposed to.
Right. Okay, so here, when we take a look at that, if be not unequally yoked believers, what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? Well, here, you know, when it's talking about what fellowship there, he's really talking, what do you have in common? And, you know, when it says light and darkness, there is actually referring to darkness as lawlessness is what it's referring to,
right.
Like
but
our deep state today.
It's diametrically opposed.
Absolutely.
Really. What he's saying is you've got two separate things, light and darkness. They're diametrically opposed. They have nothing in common. Darkness is the absence of light, you know. And like when you go with this idea of fellowship, you can't have fellowship. Righteousness can't fellowship with evil. Another, you can't live two lives. You can't be a Christian and a unbelieving sinner. You know, the two are diametrically opposed.
Well,
you've got to choose which side you're on.
There's a number of areas and relationships it's referring to here. For example, marriage. You can't marry a believer. I will not marry a believer with an unbeliever. I had a couple come to me. She was a Christian and she wanted me to marry her to a Muslim. And I knew this. I knew this young woman, and I said, "I can't do that. I won't do that." You know, Marianne, that's the wrong thing. Do not marry this fellow unless, you know, he converts over. You'll wish you hadn't. Well, she did it. She didn't listen, and he took her. He went to his home country, Kuwait. He went back. She went back to Kuwait with him, and ended up being virtually a prisoner.
Yeah.
In other words, she
women
couldn't
are
even
basically like a bought and paid for slave.
She couldn't talk to her. In order to talk to her husband, she had to get the mother-in-law's permission. She would have to ask the mother-in-law to get permission from her husband so he could speak to her to see. And she ended up having several children, and she calls me and wanted to know what do I do? I don't know what to do. I'm a prisoner here. And I told her, if I can find a way to get to the U.S. Embassy, they'll get you home, okay, but he'll come looking for you, okay.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. And so you don't do it. You know, one thing for sure, marriage and other relationships you have would be, what about business partners? What about business partners? Would you want to have?
No.
Okay.
No.
What if you're running
your
for
best friend?
What if you're running for office as a governor? Would you want an unbeliever as lieutenant governor?
No. Or the chief of staff, no.
What about if you ran for president? Would you want a vice president that wasn't? You know, in some states you can actually have a Republican governor and a Democrat vice governor.
That's right, lieutenant governor, yep.
Yeah.
And you have no choice in the matter because it was set up that way by law.
Yeah. And so, in all of these areas, you don't not want to be unequally yoked. Now, how many times have you heard somebody say, a friend or a relative, if you love me, I hope you love me enough to respect my choices and respect my lifestyle, okay, such as LGBTQ or transgender or... I hope you love me enough to... Now, I have relatives that were pro-abortion, and I can tell you this, we didn't get along at all, okay?
No. Nope.
And I would let them know very clearly that that's a sin. You need to repent of that. And, you know, and you got to do it. So when they say things like that, you know, the response is, I hope you would love me enough not to ask me to sin against God, myself, and even you, okay?
Yeah.
And so by accepting and respecting your style of sin, because that's what it is, right?
Right. Because if I loved you, truly loved you, I would tell you to repent and change because you're headed to hell. And I love you enough to try and prevent you from spending the rest of eternity in hell, in the lake of fire. That's real love. Accepting you and saying, oh, it's okay, I'll just ignore it. That's not love. That's just allowing them to go to hell.
And when they say, well, you know, I don't really believe what you believe, my response is this, you know, you're correct, but listen and listen to this.
It doesn't matter what you believe. It matters what God says. Because in the end, that's what's going to happen.
And when they say, you know, I don't really believe what you believe, my response is this. You're right. Maybe you don't believe what I believe, but you will believe what I believe.
Right.
There's no chance, not a bit, not any chance at all, not any chance at all, that you're not going to believe every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of God, because there are no unbelievers in heaven or hell, none, no, not one. And
they still go, well, I don't believe the Bible, and I just go, well, you will find out one day, and when you find out, it'll be too late.
Yeah, well, I tell them, you know, part of being in hell is hearing that warning over and over, having those very words playing back in your mind throughout eternity when you were told, you will believe, you will believe, you will. Let me tell you, being in torment and hearing that over and over, that just kind of adds to the torment, doesn't it?
It certainly would. Certainly would. I still go back to that, just that interesting, that communion, light and darkness. That's got to be the best description in the world. I've gone cave crawling, been, you know, way down inside a mountain, and the darkness is just totally unreal. I mean, it's just totally, totally dark. You can't see anything. You can smell and sense, but there is no visual sight. And I've been out in the snow on a mountain on the day when the snow reflects the light so bright you can hardly stand to look at it. And the difference is striking, and that's the difference between being on God's side and the devil's side. One side is pure light. The other side is pure evil, pure, in a way, that pure darkness, hate, all the wicked things of the world versus all the good, wonderful things, love, caring, giving, all, you know, and, you know, the two can't exist together because light either takes over. Light conquers darkness, but if you don't let light in, all you have is darkness.
Well, you know, it's
that's
a very
the best example in the Bible.
It's an interesting thing that, and I've had firemen tell me, but if you set up a camera, and cameras that have recorded buildings that are burning down, and from the outside, you're standing there and you're watching this blazing fire, you know, which is putting out a lot of light. But inside those flames is nothing but black darkness, smoke. The smoke is so when it's recorded, instead of recording the brightness of the fire, it's recorded nothing but darks. I guess that's the way it is inside, in hell, yeah. Huh?
Well, that's why the firemen have to have the lights when they go in.
Yeah.
Okay, I know I'm kind of the president of our local volunteer fire department, been a member of a fire department and a fire chief for many years.
When you go to verse 15, what concord? Well, that word concord, what is the word we use? We use the word, but we don't use the word concord with Christ. That the word we use today is accord. What accord hath Christ with Belial? Who is Belial?
That's basically Satan.
It's a name for the devil, Satan. Yeah. It's a name for the devil. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? What is an infidel?
That's an unbeliever.
Yep. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, Okay, now let me ask you this. He says, I will dwell in them and walk with them, God. Now let me ask you this. Is this the same God that had the power and the majesty to create the entire universe?
Same God.
So this is the very same God that says that there is nothing that is too hard for him, and there is nothing that he cannot do. Is that correct?
Exactly. And he's using the idea in the Old Testament, the temple was holy. You did not take idols into the temple, into the Holy of Holies, and desecrate. And then he turns and said, now, because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, a born-again believer, we are the temple. So if we bring things into our life that don't belong there, like, you know, rioting and drunkenness and fornication, all the different sins, we are desecrating the temple because we are the temple of the living God. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God himself in us, and we are not to, when you brought idols into the temple, that I just said it. What's the word? When the old days, if they brought an idol into the temple, it did what?
Well, one of the things it did to blaspheme God.
Blaspheme God, yeah.
Okay.
So the same thing, living as a Christian, we don't want to blaspheme God by what we do or who we hang around with or, you know, things we bring into our life or our family.
All right, so here now, when he says, you mentioned we have the Holy Spirit. Do we have Christ, Jesus Christ, dwelling within us?
Yes, if we have the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are one, God who is three in one.
Okay, so if we have the unlimited power of God dwelling within us, what is it we should fear?
God.
Okay.
Above all things. I mean, if he's strong enough and capable of being able to dwell in us and change us, then that's the most powerful thing in the world. Nothing else can do that in the world.
Okay, so what kind of idols can we bring within our temple? What kind of idols can we bring within our temple?
Lust and putting anything that we put before God is having another God before, whether it's trying to get rich and famous.
We're talking about here, he says, what agreement have the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, and has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, so if you smoke marijuana, you take these drugs, is that putting an idol within you? The object is to do what?
Please God, to obey God, to serve God, not Satan.
Well, but the drugs.
Anything that would harm the body is harming the temple. So illegal drugs, smoking, drinking to excess, anything you do that would harm the body would be messing with the temple of God.
What about legal drugs? What about the kill shot, the COVID shot?
Well, yeah, that's a dangerous drug.
Okay.
It wasn't a vaccination, so no, it's nothing you want to put in your body.
No, it's a bioweapon. It's a bioweapon meant to kill. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separate, saith the Lord.
We're to be separatists. We are to have in our family, keep our family separate from the world. Our friends should be Christians, the people that we bring into our family, our lives as our friends should be Christians. You can't always choose your neighbor, but you can certainly choose your friends who you bring into your home, who you get close to. That's what it's talking about there. Be separate from the world. We don't have anything to do with the world's ways. In other words, you and I wouldn't take our wives on vacation and go to, let's say, Las Vegas and gamble, drink, and watch, you know, shows that we shouldn't be seeing. That would not fit, right?
Right. Now, so let me Let me ask you this here then. What about when they had a Billy Graham crusade here? It caused a lot of problems some years ago here in Cleveland because Billy Graham had instructed those that came out to his crusade to go back to whoever brought you here, go back to their church. Mm. But the problem, there was a big problem, and that's why a number of the churches wouldn't partake or wouldn't be a part of the Billy Graham crusade because you had Mormons, you had Jehovah's Witnesses, you had Catholics, all these different, you had Protestants, you had Baptists, all these different denominations.
Right, that, Roman Catholics.
Yeah, and you had Seventh-day Adventists, you had Presbyterians, so you had all these different denominations, and Lutherans. Are we to be separate, as separatists, okay, are we to be to go out and have, you know, what they have today? And I've had a number of invitations to come and be a part of these multi-religious organizations, if you will.
Right.
And right. So what about that? Are we to be a part
of
that?
Some of those aren't any better than being with unbelievers. At least with unbelievers, you've got a better chance of witnessing and preaching the gospel. But those who think they belong to a Christian organization that isn't really a church, a real church, or even Christian, you've got very little chance of changing hearts and minds there. That's the hardest person to bring to Christ as a born-again believer.
Okay, now the hardest person to bring to a born-again believer, you don't have to bring to Christ.
No,
but
it's one who thinks he's in a church, so he's saved because he goes to a, quote, church.
All righty. I run into a fellow who fit that description. He was peddling Rick Warren's books, his purpose-driven.
Right.
And this guy was absolutely clueless. Now, what do they confuse today? Because we are separatists, okay? Are you a white man?
Well, last time I looked, yeah.
Okay. And you're a separatist, right?
Yes.
So you're a white separatist, right?
Right. By
okay.
The Bible's definition, not necessarily by man's definition.
Now, does that mean that you don't have fellowship with black people?
No, that has nothing to do with the color of skin in that sense. I just happen to be white.
So then in our church, we have white separatists, do we have black separatists, okay?
Right, and brown separatists. And
we
could have some Indians and have red separatists.
Well, we have tall separatists and we have short separatists, okay?
Skinny ones and fat ones. And in other words, a separatist has nothing to do with race or sex.
Old ones and young ones, right?
Have to do with Christ.
Right. So we have male and female separatists. That's the only two genders we have in our church.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. There are only two. There are some people that have make-believe that want to be things, but that doesn't mean it's so, just because they want to will it that way. Truth is what truth is.
Right. So, but now we have smart separatists, but we don't have dumb separatists, because if they were dumb, they wouldn't be at our church, would they?
No, they wouldn't be a separatist.
Okay. All right. So just testing. Just testing it out.
Just checking on me.
Okay. So wherefore come from among you, them, and come out from among them, be you separate. Now, what's happening today, often what the media will do, the media will purposely confuse separatist with supremacist. Like with Randy Weaver, what they tried to do is they tried to make Randy Weaver look like a white supremacist. He wasn't. He was a white separatist because he was white. But, you know, as long as they're
both. If he'd been a black man, he'd have been a black separatist.
Right.
He never mentioned anything like that.
No, uh-uh. No. Let me finish here. And he says, touch not the unclean thing. Touch not the unclean thing. What are the unclean things?
sin.
Well, there's a lot of unclean things out there that we don't touch. What about pornography?
Right.
Today, feminism is an unclean thing.
Marxism.
You
could go down the list of isms a mile long, and they're all anti-Christ, and they would all be unclean things.
Okay, very good.
That any worldview other than being a Christian worldview is an unclean thing because they're all anti-Christ.
Right. So we will be back right after this with a lot more. Don't go away. There you go, Joe. Boy, I'm going to tell you, they couldn't afford a Christmas, and that's why they kept saying, ooh, boy. But that was by Danny Ray. And, boy, I bet he didn't have a hard time memorizing those lyrics. But
probably not.
Yeah. Now, Danny's a real pro. He's a real professional. When him and I work together, I'm a preacher that can sing sometimes, and he's a singer that can preach sometimes.
times.
Boy, yeah. It comes so much easier to him to remembering the lyrics in a song. I have to go over them. Of course, he sings all the time, and I don't. You know, I just sometimes special occasions or something. A lot of those songs I recorded and maybe never sang them again live, you know.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Now, hey, Joe, guess what, you know, in Italy they are pulling the same stuff they did here with the COVID, with the kill shots. And they got caught. So listen to this. Go ahead and take it away, style.
Former Italian Health Minister Roberto Speranza is under investigation for homicide after emails reveal that from the very start of the vaccinations, he knew the shots were killing people and gave orders to local health authorities to conceal deaths and serious side effects in order to reassure Italian citizens of their safety and to not jeopardize the vaccination campaign. The story has been reported on both German and Italian news networks. I will now provide an English translation. The Rome Public Prosecutor's Office is investigating Roberto Speranza, the Italian government's health minister, during the time of COVID measures. He was responsible for the vaccination campaign. The investigations are the result of complaints related to the so-called AIFA emails from the Italian Medicines Agency. The former director of AIFA, Nicola Magrini, is also under investigation. The publication of these internal emails revealed that they had been aware of the dangers of the COVID vaccination from the start. The accusation is that the responsible minister and the head of the drug authority knowingly and deliberately exposed the unsuspecting Italian population to this risk. Yes, they encouraged Italians to get vaccinated. Vaccination was even made mandatory for certain professional groups. Consequently, many side effects, including fatal ones, came to light. The investigations are for murder, serious bodily harm, and more, because Speranza and Magrini evidently gave instructions to the local health authorities to conceal the deaths and serious side effects that occurred immediately after the vaccinations began, in order not to jeopardize the vaccination campaign and to reassure the citizens about their safety. The responsible minister and the head of AIFA are now expected to answer for these actions. According to the complaints from the police unions and the financial police, as well as from the private organization, Listen to Me, which represents 4,200 people damaged by vaccines. In Italy, police officers and teachers were subjected to mandatory COVID vaccination. Here is the former health minister, Roberto Speranza, proudly announcing vaccination statistics in Italy. We have now reached a massively significant percentage of vaccinated people in Italy, 89.41%. Therefore, currently in Italy, just over 10% of the population remains unvaccinated. Well, today, Roberto Speranza is under investigation for lies he allegedly told about vaccines. Among the crimes he is accused of are ideological falsehood and murder. Look, this is the document we are showing you tonight exclusively. It states the former minister Roberto Speranza, along with Nicola Magrini, the former general manager of AIFA, are both registered in the investigative records of the Rome Prosecutor's Office. Last week, the House of Representatives of the Philippines passed a resolution to investigate over 260,000 unexplained excess deaths in 2021 and 67,000 unexplained excess deaths in 2022. The next day, they were hit by a 7.6 magnitude earthquake. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All righty, we are back. And Joe, do you suppose maybe people like Mr. Fauci and some others, like Mr. Biden, who try to force these kill shots on people, do you suppose maybe they should be tried for murder when they knew? Do you suppose Fauci knew that people were dying left and right from the kill shots?
Well, let's put it this way. Senator Rand Paul had an article in World News Daily. Fauci claimed Wuhan research worth the risk even if pandemic kills.
So there you go.
Research into the deadly virus was worth the risk, even if people die, is what he basically said.
And when Fauci conducted the research on children,
pushed for it and figured out how to get the money through, you know, roundabout ways to support all the research into that dangerous world.
And when Fauci,
it's worth it.
Yeah, when Fauci, when he did those experiments on children, orphaned children, those very little orphaned children there in New York, and many of them died. But boy, you didn't hear it. The only place you heard that was right here. You know, we talked about many of them died.
I don't think I heard that anywhere else, but we found it from a couple of people that were, I can't remember where it was, but we found it from a source.
Anyhow, you also have the experiments he did on the puppies. Horrible experiments on puppies, too. On the beagle puppies, just terrible. You know, let them be eaten alive by... Fauci's a wicked evil. He's an evil. He's supposed to be a scientist. If he is, he's a mad scientist. But
well, we know that NIH, HHS, and USAID—that's USAID—they're withholding documents because they all helped fund the lab in Wuhan. Not once, not twice, but for a decade, they were funding these. And so there are many in our government that are. Culpable, and we had all of those people die. I think there should be a trial, and I think people should be accountable because these people knew from the start that there were dangers in the, what they called a vaccine, that there were problems, it was untested, and when they did do the testing, the animals died. So I think there ought to be some very big trials of high government officials, but I don't think it'll ever happen because the deep state is pretty corrupt and they will defend their own.
Well, we're supposed to make it happen, Joe. That's what we're supposed to be doing here.
Supposed
now,
to
listen,
do, yeah.
You have this fellow there, these people in Italy that instructed everyone to keep it quiet and not let the word get out when he knew it was killing people. Do you think he did it because he's a really wicked, evil person, or do you think there might have been another reason that he did that?
There could have been a lot of reasons. I can think of several, but I bet you've got the best one.
Yeah, well, you know, Solomon said, money answereth all things.
All things.
And Big Pharma is known. I mean, they're known for putting the money where it matters.
Exactly. In the medical schools and pushing, selling the drugs. I mean, they're...
They spend it in the media. They spend tons of bucks in the media to keep things quiet. And
lobbying, they are the biggest lobbyists on K Street, and they also do a lot of wining and dining the doctors, giving the doctors free samples and sometimes big discounts on equipment and all kinds of things. So it's kind of like we've got some of the best doctors and everything money can buy because a lot of them were bought and paid for. I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
A lot of the medical doctors, they lost a lot of credibility and they knew that the ones that encouraged people to get these shots and all those people, many of them got sick and died, had relatives and family. And so now they're backing away. Now that brings us to a story, in fact. The story is there that, remember X now, which was formerly Twitter, they did a fax check of Karine Jean-Pierre, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she was out there promoting and just talking about, you know, there was just a little improvement in the economy where it came to joblessness.
All these jobs she was bragging about.
Yeah, well, the problem of it is that all the new jobs all were federal workers, or most, the majority of them were federal workers. And
right.
So here...
And the rest of them were just jobs that were returning from businesses that had been shut down because of COVID. They were not new jobs. They were just people going back and going to work in an old job.
That's right.
Really,
she was promoting it as
new jobs.
She was promoting it as Bidenomics. Bidenomics. Mm-hmm. This is the reason she's out there. And she knew, Joe, she knew that it was just the COVID hoax dissolving. That's what it was all about. She knew that. And yet she...
Well, if she doesn't, she just goes out and tells whatever they tell her to say, and she doesn't want to know. So either way, she's responsible.
Yep. 91 charges against President Trump. 91 by corrupt, bought and paid for district attorneys, attorney generals. You know, this corrupt judge, U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkin, you know, can you imagine this? She's a U.S. District Judge, and she declared Trump guilty before they had their first trial.
That's not a judge. That's a bought and paid for activist.
Yeah. Just unbelievable. But it seems like Trump keeps holding his own. He keeps holding his own. And, you know, this Congresswoman Elsie Stefanik, I like her. Mm-hmm. I like her. She's a lady. She's a real lady. And, in fact, I got to tell you this. We have a lady in our church that looks a whole lot like her. And now they're both very pretty, but the lady in our church, I got to say, is prettier. I just have to say it because it's true, too.
Yeah.
And that lady knows
who's going. Of course, you have to go there and preach on Sunday. Hey, but speaking of that topic, I've got some really good...
Wait a minute. You didn't let me finish because, see, Saturday Night Live is going after her. They thought that were going to do a program and try to mock her, humiliate her, and it flopped. Do you know why? Because no one thought that genocide amongst the Jews was funny. They didn't. So Saturday Night Live really bombed. I mean, big time. And they know it. And so...
I saw something in a headline where some actress was supposed to get that role, and she turned it down, would not do that skit. And more power to whoever she was. I don't watch the show ever, but I just saw a headline where one of the actresses would not do that. And I thought, great. Finally, somebody with some gumption.
I would have done it, but it wouldn't have worked out the way they wanted it to. All right. Go ahead. You've got the...
What you're bringing up, all these counts against Trump and everything, one of the big things that is because they call him inciting January 6th insurrection and everything, new widespread evidence of election fraud confirmed. Bob Monroe, World News Daily. Now, it was also published from The Guardian, that about 40% of Americans still do not believe Joe Biden legitimately won the election, 2020. But then The Guardian said, well, despite no evidence of widespread voter fraud. We know the courts never got to see it. Now, according to a new report from Rasmussen Reports, they went out and talked to voters who voted, especially those who used mail-in ballots. And what they found out, that about 20% of the voters that used mail-in ballots admitted they participated in at least one form of election fraud. That is a lot of voters. You see, what they did, some of them... voted 17% say they cast a ballot in a state where they weren't a resident anymore, a permanent resident. 20% cast votes for other people. They filled out ballots for people in full or in part, and many occasions signed the name. All of these practices are illegal, okay? Illegal. And what this means is that if you forge a signature under law, the vote has been invalidated. That vote that was put in was invalidated. So you have all these people that were illegally voting. They no longer live there. They signed somebody else's name for a friend, a family member, somebody in a residential care facility. And now they've got these people came out and they were just answering questions and they admitted there was charges against them. And it says in many of these cases, 70%, they said they signed a ballot or ballot envelope and with some cases had permission, most had no permission. Others had without permission, they did this. So if you look at 20% of the voters that use mail-in ballots, ouch, that is huge, widespread election fraud, period.
And let me tell you, Joe.
The voters telling on themselves.
Let me tell you, Joe. Let me tell you here in Ohio when we had issue one. Now, Joe, you have 81 counties in Ohio, and 13 of them went blue. That means 68 went red. Now, Joe, when people were coming to me, and I was driving around the state, and people were coming to me telling me there's no way, especially like out in our county, for every vote yes sign, you had 7-8 vote no signs out there at least, if not more, okay? And so what happened, Joe? They found out that 69%, Joe, of the ballots were mail-in ballots. 69%.
Yep. That's where you get the fraud coming in on the mail-in ballots.
That's right, but the people in the state of Ohio are too stupid to stop. Those in our government there in Columbus are too stupid to stop the mail-in ballots. They really are.
No, I think because enough people got paid off, they wanted to take the money, take the whatever it was they were offered, and ignore, so let it happen. I think it's not just that they don't. I think it's more corruption than anything.
Well, it's because the people here in Ohio aren't calling the Secretary of State and letting them know, and they need to be calling the governor's office and letting them know. You know what? We're tired of this. Now, you folks out there, you should go in and vote. And, you know, again, you know, we should have a voting day like we had. If it's if it's not broke, don't fix it. And
right. For how many years did our election system work? Now, the trouble is, Pastor Ernie, people are nowadays sitting around observing. They're talking about politics. They're talking about what's happening. They're debating different issues. But they aren't angry. Their country is being taken away from them. Their rights are being taken away. Their tax money is being squandered. They're piling debt upon the huge, huge debt upon our children and grandchildren. Everything that we've held near and dear is being destroyed, and the people are not angry. They're not angry enough to get out and take action, do something. We talk about being a doer of the word, working for the Lord. We have also, on one hand, a country to save. It could be saved. It can be saved if the people have righteous anger, which we see in the Bible. It is okay to be angry if you have a righteous cause and righteous anger. And if the Christians out there got angry and said, you know, we're tired of this communist revolution, we're tired of our freedoms being taken away, our children being brainwashed with evil antichrist information system worldview, and they get angry and do something, we could turn this around. But as long as people want to sit around and watch and be observers and watch the destruction, nothing will change until people get mad enough to do something. I think there are a lot of people that are afraid, but you get over fear by faith or just by plain getting angry enough to do something, right?
Well, Einstein made a statement. He said the danger is not from those that would invade the country, but the danger is from those that sit and watch them do that.
Yep, now, exactly.
Now, here's an interesting thing, because now Congress right now, they're having their big battle there in the Senate where Joe Biden, the puppet of the Chinese Communist Party, puppet Joe Bob and Biden, he wants to continue to finance the war in Ukraine and Israel. He wants to protect the borders of Ukraine and the borders of Israel. Of course, he really don't Israel, but he's got to put on a show.
Right.
And anyhow, but meanwhile, we're being invaded by armies of illegal aliens, people that terrorists, you know, they caught terrorists by communist Chinese troops coming in here. I mean, just all over. You got Al-Qaeda coming in here. You've got, you name it, and they're coming into her, and Joe Obama's he's under orders to keep those borders open and let the invading troops come in. And, you know, then everybody got paid. You know, all the tops of the, whether it's the FBI, the IRS, all of the people that needed to get paid to make sure that he's not tried for treason or, you know, to stop the invading of our country. Chris Ray gets out there. Boy, does that give me confidence when I hear Chris Ray say, yeah, I'm concerned about,
all this possibility of terrorist attack inside the country. Well, he's known for since day one he got in office. I was listening to news, I think it was just last night, one of the Brandon Judd from the border down there, can't remember what title he has, but he was saying the problem is so bad, everybody was hands-on at a couple of these border crossings with all the illegals. He said the rest of the border was basically unpatrolled. He said we have no one on this, you know, 17 miles of border. They're all right here because the overwhelming numbers coming in. That one day there was something like 10,000-12,000 coming in and one crossing. And he said basically the cartels have gotten so strong that even people coming up from South America, coming up from South Mexico, they have to go through and get approved, pay off the cartel. If they don't, they find these dead bodies floating in the river. And they own the border. They're controlling who crosses. And these people are beholden to the cartels, so many of them are going to be indentured servants the rest of their life. They're going to be basically sold into slavery to pay back the cartel, or they're, you know, paid to take drugs or something across. But it's gotten to the point where this is so obvious.
Well, it's in Maricopa County, Joe, in Maricopa County, Arizona. You know, you have, you know, the cartels own it. They own the town.
Yeah.
You have, they own the judges, they own the cops, they own everybody there. That's why the election fraud is so great there. And that Katie Hobbs, they own her. And so, there you go. I mean, that's
both sides, like you said, money answers all things. And the Democrats think all this in some day is going to, all these people are going to, they're buying votes. Think about it. All these jobs that have been created, government jobs, why? The government employees will vote for bigger government to keep their jobs. Biden is giving out billions of dollars on the Green New Deal. Why? He's buying votes. He's giving money. In fact, he's giving, there's a company, remember Solyndra?
Oh, yeah.
Went under. We gave lots of money. Well, now there's a new company out there that he's giving money to. It's a they're building the charging stations, okay? Yeah, I looked at the clock and jumped in this. It's called ChargePoint. And they've been given huge amounts of money to set up these charging stations in basically the big cities, mostly California. Well, make a very long story short.
You have to make it short because we are out of time now, but just hang on to that, and we'll let you finish that on the other side of the other, because we are right up now against a hard break. Be right back after this with more.
Fight the fight. Fight the lie. Feel the land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Speary Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.